Hello, Belinda.
Hi, Omar. So excited to have Arlene with us today as well.
Particularly as we continue the Gratitude Blooming podcast experiment. This has been quite the journey. This is season 3 that we're kicking off in some ways. We've gone through the 39 cards in the Gratitude Blooming card deck twice now. And this has been the journey because it really actually started when, before the pandemic, you used to hold weekly Gratitude Blooming circles on Saturdays. And then during COVID, we started doing a Zoom session. We called them Thankful Thursday, and we started holding space. And we had all these amazing stories that were coming out of that very tumultuous moment. And so we turned those stories into a podcast for season 1. For season 2, we invited amazing guests from singers to healers to executive coaches. And now for season 3, we want to experiment with something a little bit different. We want to sort of shorten the podcast and really focus on pulling cards, because that's really what is at the heart of this practice, is this opportunity for self-reflection.
And this opportunity is so fresh in my heart right now. One, Omar, you and I being together in person in Santa Barbara for a retreat with our Chinese medicine doctor, Taoist teacher, Paul Wong, who is also a season 2 guest. It was wonderful to be in person to like really practice, you know, feeling our bodies and understanding what season we're in our bodies, according to Chinese medicine. And literally, I came back to Mount Shasta and got to spend time with Charlie, who is a big fan of our podcast. He reached out to let us know that he's been listening to every single episode, every single day, walking his dog outside in Bellingham, Washington. And as he is now, you know, just in the face of a career transition, starting a new job in about a month, he was like, I really want to go on a nature retreat. And through one of our episodes, he found out about our retreat center in Mount Shasta. And I got to spend real life time with Charlie walking the land in our different spots and actually talking about the Gratitude Blooming cards and themes. And it was so cool to have him speak to how real these plants are and their wisdom are in him navigating some really tough career changes. And he literally said, wow, having this practice like saved my life. And that is huge.
That's amazing. Well, maybe we should have a Gratitude Blooming retreat at Hestia. If that's of interest to you, email us at hello@gratitudeblooming.com. Belinda and I are thinking about having a dedicated retreat just for Gratitude Blooming guests. And so if this is of interest to you, let us know, hello@gratitudeblooming.com. So without further ado, I say let's share the cards and really see what is possible for this season. So I don't know if anyone would like to, Arlene or Belinda, you'd like to share an intention or question that you're holding right now. And if you would share that, and then we can pick one of the 39 cards.
Arlene, I'd love for you to start because you're just looking like the one of the plants of Gratitude Blooming today. And one thing I'm really excited about with season 3 is we are actually going to show the live videos of the practice every week. So you can see our faces and kind of be with us live every week.
Yeah, I often feel like the plant in the conversation. Like I'll sit in, like I'm sitting on a table here, listening in, but I'm happy to be here with you guys. And I don't know, I'll maybe kick off the practice today by making an inquiry. And, you know, I'm kind of curious about what would be helpful for us to know about, you know, this change of format and moving from season 2 to season 3. Is there a message that we can get from one of the cards?
All right. And I will scroll 7 rows, 6 columns. So if you want to just tell me when to stop.
Ooh, I like that. You know, you just pick two numbers, right?
Or
So,
you can pick two numbers.
yeah, I like the picking two numbers without. Let's go with three and two. So third row, second
All
column? I
right,
don't
here we
know.
go. Here we go. All right. So what is in store for us this season? Number 15, the azalea,
Oh.
representing the theme of hope. Take a moment to remember a time you were filled with hope. What do you need to feel like that now? So before answering the question or the prompt, what do you see when you look at the art, and what comes up for you with the theme of hope?
Yeah, I have I have maybe a unique experience with these cards because I drew them. So, you know, there is a lot of history with this. So, this was one of the cards I drew based on a story my dad told me. And so, he grew up in Korea and he remembers the azaleas growing on the mountainside. And so, yeah, so it's a little bit heart stopping for me to, just see this card. But the message is like, what a great card to get about, looking into the, what's going to happen, in the next season.
Beautiful. How about you, Belinda, as you look at this card? Any messages come up for you, or what do you even see as you just look at the art?
Well, I am literally noticing on the land just how the azaleas are starting to bloom right now at this time of year, and how it just kind of gets me to stop and literally look around in nature. And so I just love that this prompt and the flower are just so open. And when I look at this question of, remembering a time when I was filled with hope, it's interesting that it's talking about kind of the past. And Arlene, your question's really around the present and the future, what is in store. So I think it's remembering that the future isn't that scary. Like the past is concrete because it already happened. So there's no mystery in the past. And so it almost makes me want to feel that mystery can be hopeful too, not scary or daunting, which sometimes is how I tend to physically approach uncertainties. I get a little tense and kind of contracted. And I feel like the azalea is like, no, open your body up, bloom like these beautiful, fragrant flowers.
It's a wonderful reflection. And, I see these four flowers that are represented here. And I feel like it's three of us plus the plant is present, makes four. And I think sometimes hope comes in community, right? Sometimes when we can feel alone, which is increasing more and more in our digital age and remote working and all these things that have us disconnected. Hope is a reminder that we're not alone. And so when I just see the four flowers here, and I think of the three of us and the extra one of the plants, it's just that reminder. And I only know this because I've been working with these cards now for a little while, and you both have been so good at teaching me more about plants. Is that the azalea, if I'm correct, is like more of like a woody plant? Like it's almost like a bark-like
Yeah,
limbs.
it's like a shrub.
It's like a
Yeah.
shrub, and so it's less flowery and more tree to me. And so I think about that as it relates to hope is because sometimes flowers can feel very fragile, there's sort of, whereas a tree, there's a sturdiness to it. And so I love just that idea that hope is represented by something more stocky. It's like not something that just sort of blows in the wind, but really is grounded and rooted, and there's some strength to it.
This is a very good card, very good omen for us in this new season and this ex wild experiment of gratitude blooming, where we're all three of us leaning into the wild unknown. Like, we really don't know how this season is going to play out. And we're just trying something different to see how, you know, our listeners and our viewers, what you receive and what feedback you have. We're just constantly trying to help you kind of navigate and wayfind through a lot of change and uncertainty right now. So I actually think I'm kind of feeling, Omar and Arlene, for the next round, why don't we pick a card for our community?
All right.
Around life change, transition. I think this is really inspired by my conversations with Charlie on the land. It's like, you know, wow, like this came to him during a time of tremendous uncertainty and not knowing like how to handle it. And it is hard. Sometimes we come from a context where our natural response is to kind of run away from it or even like numb away the discomfort of that, you know, uncertainty. And so, I think we can pick a card for our listeners who are navigating that right now and just really struggling with it. Like, it's not easy. It's really uncomfortable. So what plant wants to show up for people around navigating that mystery?
All right.
Omar, I want you to pick the card for our listeners.
You want me? All right. Well, I'm going to scroll towards the bottom here because I feel like people tend to pick towards the top. And so I'm going to the second bottom row, fourth card over. And let's see what messages are for our listener. Number two, the Agapanthus, representing the theme of perspective. The prompt is pause, close your eyes, and take three deep breaths. What do you notice when you open your eyes? So I just appreciate seeing you and that we can be in this sort of digital age with Arlene in San Francisco, Belinda in Mount Shasta, me in LA, and then this sort of shared portal that we've created with the digital Gratitude Blooming card deck, that even though we can be in three different places, we're still here in the same time. And I think, you know, we each bring different perspectives to what we do. Sometimes that makes things more complicated. And sometimes, you know, it makes things, you know, easier, you know. And I think, you know, I'm just sort of thinking about the last card that we picked with perspective of hope and the four flowers and how each one has a different perspective. And so I think part of these practices is around building empathy and building compassion and allowing ourselves to both give ourselves some self-compassion as to like how we're looking at the world, but also how do we do a better job of seeing how other people are looking at the world and where do we find that sort of common ground between the two. And I love that in some ways, just in the art, you know, it's this single stem, but it has then these mini petals. It's like we all share this one planet, but we all sort of bring something very different to it.
Yeah, I love the prompt. So I actually tried to do the exercise at, you know, live here as you were reading it. And honestly, when I opened my eyes, I heard a bird. So I like this idea of mixing up our, you know, perception of things, right? So we think of seeing like through our eyes, but what if seeing is through our other senses, like hearing? So I didn't see the bird, but I heard it. So, and I also, I don't know, I guess I'm appreciating the prompt here because I think it didn't really dawn on me, but why is it that if you take three deep breaths that when you open your eyes, things are different? It just makes you realize that there are many different ways that we can, you know, view our, you know, our situation or our moment in time here.
Well, I literally was also doing the practice and hearing Omar read the prompt. And I noticed in my body, my nervous system calmed down quite a bit. And, you know, I had to drive here to record this to have good enough internet. And so there's a part of me that was still kind of arriving physically. And, you know, I think that is very symbolic of transition, right? Like you feel like you're discombobulated. You don't know where you are, where you're going. And I think for me, my mind tends to start then trying to plan and, you know, control the situation so I could feel safer. But then in reality, I don't even know where I'm going. So it's kind of just wasting energy. And so I think this reminder from the Agapanthus, from nature, to say, hey, when you feel overwhelmed, just stop. Just stop. Just pause. And can you really see this situation or feel it in a new way? And so in my case, the sense of feeling and embodiment really took place. And I felt the energy literally dropping down, like almost like it's like sinking down into the earth. Like the plant is taking it from me and bringing it down into the earth for composting. And so, yeah, I appreciate that it was that invitation. And it's one of the few in the card deck where the prompt is actually a practice. So I'm also appreciating that nature gave us a little bit more of a concrete way to manage the great mystery.
Well, as you're sharing, Belinda, it just reminded me of the importance of intention, right? Like just the intentionally pausing, intentionally closing your eyes, intentionally breathing. And, you know, as Paul Wong, you know, reminded us, after every practice, we should be different than when we started, right? And it's that recognition that just pausing even for three breaths, opening our eyes, how can we be different in that moment? And, you know, as we shared this weekend, my intention for this weekend was how to move from the dreaming, believing, achieving, and more into dreaming, believing, receiving, right? Like how do we come to a place of receiving? And in some ways, like when you open your eyes or you listen, you're receiving these messages, you know, you're receiving the bird, you know, calling, you're receiving your body coming back to yourself. And so I love that as this perspective for this season of like, what is it to be in the season of receiving?
Well, I'm so excited for our listeners to take this practice, this wisdom of the Agapanthus to their lives. I hope you get a little peace with whatever you're navigating with this card.
Here's to hope and perspective. Wishing you well. Cheers.
Cheers. And, we're starting a new month, and I just wanted to let people know one exciting thing, which is this is the season of gift giving. You know, there's Father's Day coming up, there is graduation and birthdays all the time. And we, in addition to our amazing candles and the card deck and the note cards, we now have a t-shirt. Omar, share about this t-shirt because I am so excited about it. I cannot wait to wear this t-shirt.
So I always, the theme is we're rooting for you. And which flower is it being represented by, Belinda?
It's the daisy.
It's the daisy age. And so we're rooting for you was inspired by SJ. He was one of our guests in season two. And it's just this idea that, again, we're not alone. We are together. And like, how do we root for each other? So go to gratitudeblooming.com and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Cheers.
Cheers.